Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Начинаем наш воскресный вебинар. Как всегда, в студии доктор Михаил Лайтман, Борис Белоцерковский, я Семен Винокур, преподаватель Международной академии Каббалы. Мы продолжаем статью Баля Сулама «Суть науки Каббала». И сегодня тема называется «Духовный корень, называемый судьбой», да, можно так сказать. Прошли мы темы такие: закон общего и частного, множественность духовных тел сферот миров, два пути сверху вниз.
Many spiritual worlds, two paths from above downward and from below upward, abstract worlds. These are all in the article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam, which we'll be learning today, and we're going to continue it with the law of root and branch in the worlds. The article, as we heard, we could go through it once in a while. I think we've learned this article 100 times, and each time I understand something more in it. Dr. Lightman, that is with all the topics in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because the depth of attainment depends on that in which we always change, and then what one learns always appears different. There's nothing that a person learns in and of itself. It always appears differently. That's how we're built, and we're in this dynamic form of development in our collective global state, so there is no going back. Let us move on.
Мы не в состоянии выразить словами или буквами нашего мира понятие высшего мира, поскольку весь наш словарь отображает ощущение пяти органов чувств. Трудность усугубляется тем, что мы должны выразить словами и обнародовать для обсуждения некое знание, как это принято в научных исследованиях. Поэтому каббалист должен пользоваться абсолютно точными определениями.
Да, дело в том, что
здесь мы сталкиваемся... forces the Kabbalist to use very precise names. Here we have a double difficulty. On one hand, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of attainment of nature, but the attainment of nature, its inner part, its inner layer of nature, which we do not feel in our five senses or through various means that we can build. Meaning there is no possibility in us from the beginning or through its means in order... There is no opportunity to build that inner layer of nature. That's what's called the upper nature, which the wisdom of Kabbalah discusses. There are special actions. They're connected to themselves according to certain laws, laws of reception, bestowal, ascent, cascading. There are such forces, actions which bring about results that come about, but we cannot see all that to our sorrow in our earthly five senses. They don't perceive that. They don't reach that kind of perception. It's like we can discuss in our worlds about atoms and molecules, but all this micro and macro, all these micro and macro processes, they're just simply unperceived by our senses. If they're not perceived by our senses, then unless we build some instruments to sense them with, then we don't perceive them. So the wisdom of Kabbalah is here in order to build that instrument by which we can perceive. It is impossible through some kinds of tools to perceive the upper world, sfirot, partsufim, worlds. It can only take place through the degree of the inner human degree of ours, the inner human attainment of ours. So everything that we need to acquire in order to feel and attain that upper world, its qualities, its laws, we need to bring ourselves to a more precise emotional state to adapt our emotions, our sensitivity in such a way where we can feel what is happening in the foundation of the world, what's at its basis. That is the first thing. Secondly, a second problem is in us expressing what we feel. Meaning Kabbalists can invent a common language by which they can feel all these situations, these spiritual phenomena. They call those by unclear names, kli, light, masach, screen, or chose, reflected light, meaning Kabbalists accept upon themselves a few definitions that an ordinary person doesn't understand where they get them from. But gradually, when we study, we start feeling that beyond those definitions, there are the most precise actions. We start feeling that what's taking place here are very precise measurements of our exertion. We can start checking what is the degree of our actions, etc. It all enters gradually in our lexicon and afterward in our attainment. And this entire study is an incessant inner progression that brings us to a state where we can feel the language that the Kabbalistic book is written in. That is the language of branches. In the upper world, roots exist. And in our world, the corporeal world, branches exist from those roots. We can feel those roots, we can research them, and according to the names that are given to them, their qualities and actions, we can define those roots. So, the law of root and branch in the world.
И кончая низшим, нашим материальным миром Асия, имеют одинаковое,
полностью... The universe consists of four worlds in their descending order, Ацилут, Брия, Яцира, Асия, from the highest world of Ацилут down to our material world of Асия. All of them have the same structure, absolutely identical in all the details. Reality in all of its manifestations, existing in the first world, are present in the next one, below it, without any changes. The same is true with all the subsequent worlds down to the material world we perceive. Dr. Leitman. So, the Kabbalist... The Kabbalists revealed that there is this order of cascading, this cascading order of creation. The uppermost part is the world of Ensof, the world of infinity. That's what it's called. Because in the wisdom of Kabbalah, whether it's Ensof, which literally means no end, or infinity, it's not measured by kilometers or distances. These distances are not in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Uppermost means that it has the highest root. And on behalf of this world, everything is above it, because we cannot attain it in its final state, in its final form. The next world after the world of Ensof is called the world of Adam Kadmon. Let us draw it.
Мир бесконечности, затем мир, который называется Адам Кадмон, Ак. Он так и называется, Ак, сокращенно.
Так? So the uppermost world is the world of Ensof, the world of infinity, and below that is the world of Адам Кадмон, Ак for short. Why Адам Кадмон?
Правильного состояния.
Which literally means primordial man.
Творение. Так вот, а Кадмон называется... как сказать Кадмон?
Первичный.
Первичный, да, первичный, исходный. Так вот, исходный.
Кадмон means primordial. the primordial state of creation. That is what is called Адам Кадмон, primordial man.
Ацилут. Ацилут – это от слова «эцло», то есть «в нем».
Then we have the world of Ацилут. Ацилут from the word «эцло», from the word «with him», meaning everything is included in him, in this world of Ацилут. It includes within itself the entire upper light that comes to it from above, and all the corrections that come to it from below.
Под ним находится мир Брия.
Then we have the world of Брия, below the world of Ацилут. And below the world of Брия, we have the world of Йецира.
Как они переводятся?
And afterward, we have the world of Асия.
Ацилут – это мир Эцло, это наивысший.
У него, да.
Наивысший мир, мир, в котором существует Творец и работает на нас сверху вниз. Брия – это от слова бар, то есть выходящий за пределы Творца, ниже этого уровня Творца. Поэтому называется Брия. Яцера – это от того слова, что в нем образуется в этом мире новое состояние, низшее состояние. И затем Асия – это уже мир действия. И мы находимся с вами вот здесь вот. Мы. Наш мир.
We are here. We in our world.
Он является... иногда принимается, как он, самая последняя ступенька мира Асия.
We receive this as the last degree of Асия. Sorry that I write this way. This is how it turns out.
Значит,
so what are roots and branches here?
Рав.
In general, the root is here.
Сам по себе, потому что он... слишком высокие. На самом деле,
it's
корни...
The roots, because it's the uppermost point. The roots are here. The roots of our world.
Относительно нашего мира. А вот это вот ветви.
That's in relation to our world. And here are the branches.
И между ними есть
branches.
Всевозможные состояние, объединение, соединение.
And between them there are all kinds of states.
Пойдем лучше по тексту, чтобы я не прыгал.
And connections. Let us keep going according to the text, because here I can explain in such a way where a question. Dmitry from Poland is asking, what is the difference between the reality of the world of Асия and the reality of the world of Брия? Is there different material, different time? Dr. Leitman, don't worry about all those definitions. All those definitions do not exist in the spiritual world. There is no distance, movement, time. All that doesn't exist there. So what is the difference between the worlds? The difference between the worlds is only in that in all the worlds, in all the degrees of the worlds, there is a certain force of bestowal coming from itself. And only that is the difference between the degrees of the worlds one after another. We're continuing, and Bala Sulam writes about that. The worlds that change one to another,
the
material in the highest world is the thinnest and the purest compared to the lower ones, and the second world's material is considered as coarser than that of the first, but purer than the subsequent lower ones. This order continues down to our world, whose material is coarser and darker than in all the preceding worlds. Dr. Leitman.
Еще один вопрос. Я боюсь, что я заскакиваю вперед. Например, тонкость мира. Что
so
такое?
I have another question. What is the thinness or purity of a world, Dr. Leitman? The thinness of a world or the purity of a world means that there is, it has a great desire which is directed at bestowal. They use it for bestowal. Boris, exactly as you said, the objects and forms in all the worlds identical. You can compare them to a seal and its imprint. Same is true with all the worlds. The lower world is like an imprint of the one above it. All the forms existing in the higher world are imprinted in the lower one. So there's not a slightest detail or phenomenon in the lower world that is absent in the higher one. This is called the root and the branch. And it means that every detail in the lower world constitutes a branch, a copy of its roots, its original in the higher world. Yes, this is Keter, Chokhmah, Briah, Ziranpin, and which in the world of Asiya also includes our world, Malchut. If you take each and every one of these worlds, for example, the world of Atzilut, then you will reveal in it Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, Ziranpin, and Malchut. If you take each sphira from this world, for example, the sphira of Bina, so it too will be divided into Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Ziranpin, and Malchut, etc. It means that the structure needs to always be built of five, or from 10. We will see what that means as we progress more. And all of reality in its generality, from the world of Ein Sof, the world of infinity, to our world, this entire structure includes 10 spherot, no more and no less. And each particle, each part, is built from 10 spherot. And that's how each part is equal in its structure to the generality of reality. It's like you take an atom. We'll speak in a coarse way. According to the form of an atom, the form of the universe is created. It is built of all those atoms. That is how we can imagine to ourselves what is root and branch. And in general, all that descends to our world, and in our world, everything that is before us, certainly those are the branches of everything that is above our world, according to the higher qualities, and they are called the spiritual world, the roots. Boris, and we will end that with a picture. He says that you have no part in reality that you cannot find in the world above it, and it is called root and branch, meaning that every detail in the lower world constitutes a branch, a copy of its root, its original in the higher world. In the higher world, this detail originates in the higher world and is imprinted in the lower one. In other words, the root called fate compels it to grow both qualitatively and quantitatively, and to acquire the qualities inherent in the seal's imprint. This law of root and branch is in force, in potential, in each world, in all manifestations of reality with regard to the higher world. Dr. Leitman, and you have this hierarchy, which emerges from above downward, in each degree, in every quality and quantity that exists, and as much as you take or don't take, even the smallest part, any part of reality, if you want to scrutinize what is structure is, you will reveal in each and every part of reality, we will reveal the structure of the comprehensive reality, the same structure. According to that same analogy, where our entire universe is built of atoms, and each atom is built in its form as the form of the universe. It's not so clear, but you can somewhat understand it that way. Boris. Now we speak about fractals, we bring all kinds of examples like these. Dr. Lightman, we won't get into that now, we'll get confused even without that. So in short, we have the root and we have the branch. The root is always called the higher degree, which manages the lower degree. And under that, each subsequent degree is managed by its higher one. And we have this absolute laws arranged in a hierarchical manner. And there is connection from above downwards and from below upwards, because everything is built from 10 spherot. And then you have no problems, because everything comes in this gradated manner. It's built in this gradated manner. If we speak about the structure of the spiritual world, the spiritual world is very simple. It's not complex at all. It's simple. We need to give time to questions, because we have been through an article called The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, and the part is called The Law of Root and Branch, by which the worlds relate to one another. Question from Mac VG. What is your question? Do the worlds represent a transparency of our world? Meaning, for example, if someone gives love, then we need to support that love. So in the upper world, then it's the opposite, where we need to hold the relationships in order to have love. Dr. Lightman, it's not really the case here, because here we're speaking about emotions, where in our world the emotions are egoistic, and in the spiritual world they are altruistic emotions, so you cannot compare one to another. When we speak about the law of root and branch, we speak about the structure and about the model of that structure of the upper degrees in relation to the lower degrees. Moscow? Question. Hello. I wanted to ask, in relation to this structure that divides into five, how does it become expressed in music, and how does Kabbalistic music, how is it different to, for example, Eastern or Western music or Indian music? Dr. Lightman, there is no difference. There's no difference in music. You can take any music, and you can express your emotion through any kind of music. It can be in Indian music, it can be in Chinese music, which are very different in their structure, but in the waves of the music, there's nothing really different there, because you express your emotion through the music. You want to compare the emotion of the upper world with the emotion of the lower world, and that is impossible, because your emotion, the emotion of this world, you can do that in all the languages possible, but that has no connection to the spiritual root. Please? Sochi. A question from Sochi. So I want to continue and maybe even confuse the diagram that you drew, where our world is like a part of the world of Asiya. So if there is a difference in the quantity of bestowal between the worlds and the intensity of bestowal between the worlds, so how does our world appear in a different quality to the world? Why is it included in this system, Dr. Lightman? Firstly, it is written that way in Bala Salam's writing, so that is my first answer, because I always go according to the authentic sources. Secondly, our world is under all those worlds, and it exists as this appendix of the world of Asiya, which, because inside it there are the same parts as in the spiritual world, but the single difference between the spiritual world and our world is that the forces are connected between themselves in love and bestowal in the spiritual world, and in our world they're connected in forces of reception. But our world and the spiritual world are identical, they are the same. To say that our world is in some different form, you can invent whatever you want, but we are based here on what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. And everything I can say is simply open the sources and you will see how everything is depicted there. When I was studying, I translated everything and I rewrote everything. And I explained a little bit more than what we're explaining here. Really, all of the writings of Bala Sulam are translated into Russian, and my personal, they're also translated into English. And I believe you should absorb it well into yourselves, and that should give a sensation. And from that sensation, you'll get an understanding of how much in our world the materials are connected to the spiritual world. And you'll see how they're similar, you'll see how they're different, and how they can influence one another, etc. Therefore, when we discuss the resemblance of our world to the spiritual world, we only discuss its quality and not about the providence and its guidance. Our world is an appendix, but it's made of different material. The material of the spiritual world is giving, altruism, and the material of our world is opposite, egoistic. Plovdiv. Question. How can we attain the infinite degree of existence? Dr. Lakeman, gradually, one step at a time. From our world, you rise 125 levels. From Insof to our world, there are five worlds that divide into five partsufim, which divide into five degrees, which all in all are 125 levels up through which we rise. That's how we attain it. In each and every level, you will need to invert your egoism to what is opposite to it, and in such a way, rise. Therefore, all these levels, all these degrees, are your inner changes within yourselves. Higher and higher. Higher means above yourself, meaning above your egoistic self. Semyon, and where does this sphira begin? Dr. Lakeman, the sphira begins from zero, when you are included in the group and you start to direct yourselves toward the group. That is the zero level. You begin from it. You start measuring everything from it. You know clearly where you are. Higher, lower, ascents, descents, all kinds of movements, and that's how you will continue. Wait, there's another question from Moscow. Moscow, please. Question. Hello, Dr. Lakeman. Could it be that scientists could reveal the worlds that the wisdom of Kabbalah discusses? For example, in the particle experiment, Dr. Lakeman, it all depends on the observer. The observer needs to acquire the properties that he wants to study. And if he does not have such properties, then he builds the tools, the vessels in Kabbalah called the kilim, which help him observe those properties. Higher properties, the spiritual properties, the properties of bestowal between the members of the group. So then those members of the group need to be as a 10. You bring those people together and you turn them into a 10, and then that 10 turns into a lens, like a telescope or a magnifying glass, where through that lens of the 10, you can perceive the spiritual world. And in such a relationship, you will see no problems, and you will just see that, you'll understand that you need to translate corporeal actions into spiritual actions, and then you will get the result. Almaty, question. does cause and consequence in the spiritual world is that the root for the hierarchical form of control in our world. Dr. Leitman, that our world will control the upper world? Question from Almaty. No. In the upper world, like cause and consequence, is that like a hierarchical form of control on our world? Dr. Leitman, but what's the connection to our world? Question from Almaty. In the spiritual world, is it like a cause and consequence? And in our world, it's like control. Dr. Leitman, listen to me now. You can control or manage the upper world, the spiritual world, only on the to the extent that you can bestow to the spiritual world. Therefore, you need that spiritual quality, that spiritual force, that force of love and connection with others, that positive force. Our world is negative, it's opposite, egoistic. If you want to bestow, if you want to manage the upper world, so you need to do that where you, in a way where you turn yourself into a bestower. You make that positive energy go through you, through which you can then influence the spiritual world. And then you can, from below upwards, in that rise, influence and bestow to the upper world. It's only in that situation. Question from Tbilisi. Hello. This is a question from one of our new students. You discussed the upper forces. How can you describe that? What is that? Malachim, angels, gods, souls? What is that? Dr. Leitman, nothing that you can come up with or give such examples that others invented. Kabbalah completely disagrees with that. It disqualifies all that and claims that there is nothing like that in reality. All that exists is a world where two forces exist, positive and negative, altruistic and egoistic. At the level of the corporeal world, it is two opposite forces, like plus and minus, attraction and rejection, warmth and coolness. It doesn't matter what expression you give of these forces. These forces come into expression, and in the spiritual world, it becomes expressed as closeness, distance, or compression, expansion. And throughout the entire path from the world of Ein Sof to our world, the entire spiritual world is built of those two forces, the positive force, the force of fulfillment, connection, giving, that is called the force of the Creator. It comes from it. And the negative force reveals in the world of Ein Sof on behalf of the positive force. And as such, those two forces come from above downwards, creating the entirety of creality, the five worlds down to our world. And we are in the lowest point below. And we need to take that negative force and resemble it to the positive force. And that's where our mission ends. Please, Gia. Another question from our students here in Tbilisi. According to your diagram, the world of Ein Sof, the world of infinity, can you say about the connection with the world of Ein Sof to the rest of the worlds and through those to the connection to our world? Dr. Leitman, the world of Ein Sof, it talks about not having an end. Ein Sof literally means no end. What does it mean, no end? No end means no limitation on the force of, on the quality of bestowal and love. That quality is Ein Sofit, it's eternal, infinite, and that's why it's called Ein Sof, no end. Another question from Almaty. Question from Almaty. Hello, Dr. Leitman. I have such a question about the 125 levels of correction. The level 125, is that in the world of Atzilut or is that in the world of Ein Sof? Dr. Leitman, It's better to say that it's in the world of Ein Sof, that way it's clearer. Another question from Almaty. In every level, we correct a certain part of our ego. And at every level, every level is in some kind of world between our world and the world of Ein Sof. Dr. Leitman, the worlds are a division of 125 levels and into five worlds. Another question from Almaty. Is there some kind of connection between them, some kind of stops on the way, or a certain way of understanding what egoistic quality relates to its specific correction? Dr. Leitman, a person is in our world, and all the egoistic qualities that become revealed at every moment need to me under a restriction, under a tzimtzum. You don't need to use them. If you do not use them, then you start sensing yourself as being in a certain defined state, in a spiritual state, in the quality of bestowal. And those states you can already increase, intensify the quality of bestowal in relation to others, in relation to the Creator. And as such, you can continue rising the higher degrees, and as such, sense the upper nature, giving connection, bestowal, love. You'll start understanding where our world is, and you'll see how our world is only managed and controlled in such a way. You'll understand everything in our world, all of its causes, all of its outcomes, of everything that happens here. All that you reveal through your attainment of a certain degree that you attain in the spiritual world. Question from Almaty. Thank you.
Okay.
If you finished, so we also have MACVG, the MAC virtual group. Question from Mikhail and Nikitina. Seal and imprint, where zero turns into one, that's clear. But how do we understand this thing where there is this inversion in degrees, where the quality inverts? Dr. Leitman, friends, you're asking impossible questions to answer. What does it mean that the creation inverts? There is this matter of above downwards and below upwards. The Or Hozer, the reflected light, and the direct light connect with the Sfirot coming from above downwards and from below upwards, Keter Chochma, Bin Aziran, Bin Malchut. That's what it's talking about. We have from above downwards, from the Creator to the creation, we have this direction. And we have this direction from the creation to the Creator, from below upward. As much as the creation can make itself similar to the Creator, to that same extent, the creation can attain the Creator. Let's say in this small amount, that's in red here, I can make myself similar to the Creator to that amount. So to that amount, I make myself as the Creator. If I can make myself more like the quality of the Creator, so then I attain the Creator more. And then those degrees are called Nefesh, Ruach, Chaya, Yechida. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Ask fuller questions. Moscow.
Question.
When I once learned the New Covenant, so I found many things similar with Kabbalah. Do you think that there was some connection with the wisdom of Kabbalah? And maybe that's why they crucified him? Sorry, the New Testament. Dr. Leitman, I cannot tell you anything about that. According to the witnesses that I heard, He also learned the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he learned at Sanhedrin, the high court of Jerusalem, which is the high spiritual organ in Jerusalem of those times. There was a problem with the students in Sanhedrin, and a part of them were divorced from Sanhedrin, they were expelled. Just like at a university today, if you get expelled, they discussed love and they disseminated that love and mutual connection among people. That those relations of love and positive connections among people that comes from Abraham or the religions, the Abrahamic religions, for example, Christianity, the Judaism of today, and Islam, they're all based on the learning from Abraham. Therefore, you can find those same methods in the East. We find that, we see that. Here, I was 2 months ago, I was in Mumbai in India, and I met a guru there, one of the most appreciated and respected gurus in India, and we found a mutual understanding on very specific questions, on very clear questions. And that doesn't happen, that it wasn't the first time that's happened to me. I've discussed similar things with Sufis, which is like the Muslim version of Kabbalah. So all these things are in different religions, and there is nothing particularly unique about it, because around 3,000 years ago, at the time of the prophets, and the prophets was about 1,000 years before our time, at the time the nation of Israel was on the land of Israel, and they received students. They were Kabbalists. They took students from all the nations of the world, and whoever wanted to learn, they would be accepted, because there's nothing forbidden in that. Why does it need to be concealed? We're talking about love of others. Kabbalah never concealed itself and it never limited itself, but others concealed it and others limited it, others who didn't want that direction. Kabbalah always wanted to become expanded in any place. Therefore, what they write about those Middle Ages, the philosophers, there was Reuchlin, a great German philosopher. They write that all the philosophers that the ancient Greeks received, they received it from Kabbalah. When they learned, at the prophets, you can find all that in our archive. We have those sources. They're not our sources, those are old German sources and others. All that is well known. Therefore, we discuss not religions and faiths, but Kabbalah as this inclusive of all the faiths and all the religions, of everything that humanity includes. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah discusses. It discusses above all those divisions of opinions. If you think that you're above others or more right than others, then you're not, already not in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and you're also not in a correct form of religion. You're in an incorrect interpretation of what you're engaging in, because at the end of it, all the religions speak about a positive connection between people. It is clear to us that throughout the thousands of years that went by, many things changed, and everything that was accepted in ancient Babylon and that was revealed to everyone That all went through many, many changes. Today we see that, we battle with each other, religions, faiths, people, a big ego. It's based in human society, upon human society. So you need to engage calmly in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and with time you will see how you will be able to implement it everywhere in life. I don't forbid that on anyone. But on the contrary, you will see how universal it is. Шушинск. A question from Шушинск.
Добрый вечер, уважаемый Раф, и добрый вечер, все друзья.
Good evening, Dr. Leitman, and to all friends. Could it be that a quality of a certain person is in all the world simultaneously, but the development is gradual, Dr. Leitman? The development takes place gradually. Yes, because a person cannot replace his own qualities. Inside the person there is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 such desires in each and every degree. Those desires in each degree reveal, and above them the person needs to erect a masach, a screen, and upon that what's called a zivug daka or chozer. All those actions are gradual and they're absolute. No one can leap above a certain degree. And he also cannot be found in a few degrees simultaneously. If you are in a certain degree, in a higher degree, then you can address in a lower degree in order to perform certain actions. Like in our world, an older person can dress in a younger person and act in order to play with a child, for instance. But the person still remains in his degree. Again, Moscow. Question from Moscow. Dr. Leitman, please tell me, we find two concepts with Bala Sulam, our world and the upper world. What is the difference between these two concepts? Dr. Leitman, it's better to speak as if it's the same thing. Forgive me for not wanting to answer. There is a difference, but really our world is something we do not feel in our qualities. And this world is also a higher degree. It all depends on the observer at the end of the day. If we observe, if we speak or if the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks. So let us continue. Boris, there are many questions in the chat that are sent here. Artur from Germany. The branch of unity, does it have a root in the upper world? Dr. Leitman, everything in our world has a root in the upper world. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what actions, results, the worst, the best. Everything descends from the upper world. Feminism and homosexuality, do they have a root? Dr. Leitman, certainly, indeed. I wouldn't put those two words together, feminism and homosexuality, but all qualities have a place to exist. That's what I want to say. The wisdom of Kabbalah does not relate anything. It doesn't eradicate anything. We only need to correct the upper root, and if we do that, then its phenomenon in our world below, it'll also disappear. If it doesn't become corrected, then it doesn't disappear. Who knows why certain things are created, why it's all been created the way it has, and why things such as homosexuality exist throughout the entire history of humanity. It even exists among animals, probably even among plant life, I don't know. It's a phenomenon.
Так что
from our nature, which is built in this dual way. So to the extent that we correct our soul in relation to the Creator, then what happens afterward in the bodies, we will see. However, the wisdom of Kabbalah never says that you need to forcefully change something. Only by drawing the light, and the light will change us. Question Olga from Polsha is asking, how can I correct myself if I feel rejection from other people and these negative qualities of theirs in me? Dr. Leitman, rejection from others? Perfect. Great. That means that you are in a state called the recognition of your nature. What do we do with that? That's something else. But you understand that you hate others, you're rejected by them, you're repulsed by them. That's all phenomena from your nature, and that's a great state to study the wisdom of Kabbalah from and to engage in correction. Semyon, I'm this romantic, sentimental person. I'm asking, can you create a new city for those people who want to change the world? And anyone who is not in that city will learn from suffering and they'll want to join. Dr. Leitman, if you will create a city where anyone who wants to change themselves will be able to join, so then they will go there and they will kill each other. They will kill each other in that city. And all the others
who
will look at them from aside will never come close to that state. We have nothing to build. We have no city to build. We simply need to act according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us. Where gradually, slowly, people who study the wisdom of Kabbalah can create such groups, such gatherings of people, these cells which start connecting between themselves. And those people will cause the revelation of more of that positive force, and as such we will come to a state where in the whole world we will start appreciating more of the quality of bestowal in our world and building this special city of egoists in our world is a big mistake. First, we need to correct ourselves. Boris, I wanted to know how Kabbalah looks at actions, immoral actions, unethical actions. Dr. Leitman, certainly the wisdom of Kabbalah can help. Bring me your robbers, your thieves, your murderers, bring your rapists, anyone as they are. We do not need any adornments, we do not need anything. The wisdom of Kabbalah accepts everyone, especially those who understand how lowly they are. That is the best material for the wisdom of Kabbalah. A person understands how bad he is according to his nature, that he's an egoist. Great, that's very good. That person can correct something if he'll want to correct it. But even those who think that they're righteous and they feel that they want to control the world, to manage others, to control, let them also come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Anyone, whoever it is. There are no limitations to entry. The limitations are determined afterwards, where the wisdom of Kabbalah explains in which way you need to behave in the group. At work and at home, it doesn't matter. First and foremost, in the group. Here, you need to start. You need to start working with your friends, upon yourselves, more and more and more, to strengthen that with tighter and tighter connection. So in that connection, the upper light will become revealed and it will correct us, and only in such a way. Boris, Pavel from Mozhgorod, what does our root of our soul teach us? What does it want to give us? Dr. Leitman, the root of the soul comes to teach us that we will turn everyone into one single whole, in a single structure, where in that structure the upper light can become revealed. That is actually the foundation of all of our actions. That is the basis. It sounds very simple, but try to see how it's a very complex, difficult science. Not in implementation, but it's like these psychological qualities that become revealed in a person that you deal with. A question from Nur Sultan. Question. Hello. Do you hear? Yes. I have such a question. We learn in a group with friends, and our egoistic qualities that we want to correct, can we request, can I request from a friend to help me rise? By means of some actions, whether
и попросить друг друга, ну, как бы, может быть, не делать.
Opposite, or basically, if I sit with someone, can I request from them to help me rise or to not use certain qualities? Dr. Lehtman, whatever you want. It is all explained here. You can discuss things, make decisions, explain to each other, discuss with each other. The main thing is that you do that together. And then that will accelerate your correction. Question. Yes, I have this feeling whereas if I'm dragging two weights and I cannot correct myself, can I request from a friend to take one of those weights from me so that it will be easier for me to progress? Dr. Lehtman, I would recommend to find as many friends of those as you can and let them take as many weights from you as possible. So look for those friends and let them take those weights from you. Friends, I want to ask you now in relation to the upcoming convention in Bulgaria. We're having a convention coming up in Bulgaria. It's going to be a worldwide international convention of the wisdom of Kabbalah by our Kabbalah organization. It will take place on November 8th till 10th. I'm inviting you, whoever wants to come and see what it is and get to know us more. It's a very pleasant place in the mountains in Bulgaria. It's relatively cheap. The question is where you're coming from, but the convention itself, I believe it's not expensive. So, make an effort. Perhaps it'll appear to be approachable for someone. And then you'll be able to see what does it mean when people actually gather together to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a European convention.
It's
also nice season, a nice time. It's not summer, it's not winter. I would very much want where at least some of you would participate in this convention. And then you can also explain to others what is a Kabbalah convention. And then we will have another convention here in Israel in February, a major world Kabbalah convention. And there will be a great quantity, thousands of people coming to that convention. Up to 8,000 people who gather every year in a very big hall, the biggest hall in the Middle East, the Gneid Taruha, it's called, the Tel Aviv Exhibition Center. Know that we wait for you. I'll be happy to see the state you're in and the group you're in. We can get to know each other. I know our friends from all parts of the world who were there at our conventions, from America, Australia, Africa, Asia, Russia, for sure. So you're welcome. Please come. Boris, it really is one of the announcements that we wanted to announce. Now you will see this announcement for registration in the chat as well. November 8th to 10th, 2019. Also, we have started a new Kabbalah course in Russian on Mac Online. You can still register for that. And anyone who wants to start teaching, what do we need to do until next lesson? Come to our daily Kabbalah lessons, participate together with us in our studies. Soon we're going to have a world Yeshivat Chavarim, a world friend gathering. You can watch it, be in contact with us, and also try to turn up. People who learn in our framework can also use our service called Help Chaver, Help a Friend. It's a supporting fund with a certain amount of money to help you come to the Bulgarian convention or to the World Kabbalah Convention in Israel in February or to another convention, as we had a convention earlier in Moldova. And we also had a convention recently in Italy. We always have such conventions. So make an effort. See how much it attracts you and draws you forward. I embrace you all. Until our next lesson, goodbye.